Last week we discussed in Perek Dalad, the Shayichet Vemuna, the ebb and flow, the give and take of Chesed and Gvura, of the fact that the creative force that the Rebbe Shalom releases into the world is this overpowering Chesed, and that the Rebbe Shalom, in order to make the world, give the world the ability to survive, Hashem constricts that, or he gave the example of Shemesh Umagain Hashem Malikim. The Pasuk says Hashem operates through a sun and a shield, the sun being the kayach that expands, gives out these rays, and the Magain is that which holds back. Now, he also told us that just as we can't grasp the concept of Hashem's Chesed, we also cannot grasp Hashem's Gevura. Both of them are incomprehensible due to their greatness, that they're too great for us to be able to grasp. Okay? So that was, we're on page 158. And Perek Hey is rather short and will give us some time to have some fun here on the side. Just go back to the bracket for a moment. In the center of page 158, the middle of Parakeet stuff, Ayin Tes Amid Beis. So he says, Pchinis Atzimtzum Mehester. See where the bracket is? Right in the middle of the page. You're in the wrong sefer.
Me?
Yeah. That's not going to work.
V'hinei
Pchinis Atzimtzum Mehester. This concept of constriction, nikra b'shem kelim, another terminology, a synonym for gvura or tzimtzum is kelim. Okay, is the term used called what we refer to as the vessels. V'achiyus atzmeh, but the life force itself that comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom, nikra b'shem or, that's called the energy, the light. Just like any vessel covers that which is inside of it, so too we should understand that the concept of tzimtzum conceals and covers and holds back the flow of energy that's coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he gives us an interesting analogy that we didn't touch upon last week. And that is Vakelin Hainina Oisius. Remember, a few weeks ago we were talking about the fact that the Hashem creates the world with the letters and the words of the 10 statements of creation. Right? What he's saying here is that those words are not only the creative force, but they are also that which restrains the creative force from continuing to create endlessly. Shesharshan, the root of the 22 letters, are Hei Oisius Menatzpach. They are the five letters, Mem Nun Tzadik Pein Chof, which are called the five letters of Gevura. What do those five letters have in common?
They're all the vowel things, right?
They're all the final letters. They're all Enda Oisius. Meaning, every one of those letters, if one of those appears, they are a roadblock. There's no going further. Any of those letters, you can't have a letter beyond that. Okay? It stops the flow of the energy. And therefore, they are referred to as the Hei Gevuras. They are the five forms of Gevura. HaMizchalkos Umafridos HaHevo VaKoil. They are symbolized by the five tools of the mouth that separate the vapor and the sound of the voice, is to bring into existence Chav Beis Oisius, the 22 letters of creation. Okay, then he says something Kabbalistic, so I have no idea what it means. Now let's go into Perek Hey, okay? With that in mind, about this, Chazal tell us, take a copy, Nachum. Originally, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to create the world using the attribute of din, of gevura, Okay. Rosh Einoy the Miskayim. He saw that the world would not be able to survive with the Midas Adin. Shitev boy Midas Harach. Remember the Rashi quotes this in Chumash. The Rebbeinu Shalom partnered with the Midas Adin, the attribute of mercy, of Rachman. What's the din that he wanted originally create the world with? And what's the rachamim? So he says here an amazing thing. Totally novel approach. Hainu hisgalus elikus al yedei tzadikim. You know what the rachamim is? Meaning, the concealment would be so great. The denial of God's existence would be so intense that it would leave us in a world where Chas v'Shalom one would deny God's existence. Were it not for the fact that he sprinkled throughout the ages Nevi'im, Tzadikim, and miracles that make the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence in the world undeniable. That's how Baal Tanya is defining the Shitif by Midas HaRachamim. The Rachamim is that he gave us Tzadikim throughout the ages. V'oiseis u'mayvsim shebetorah, and the miracles that appear throughout the Torah. About this, the Zohar says that above, in the realm of holiness, there is right and there's left, Chesed and Gevura. Both of these are heavenly attributes. We got to recognize that as these attributes exist above, they are way beyond human comprehension. Vasagosa. How much so? Because in their essence, the Rebbeinu Shalom and his Midas are unified, they're one. Ba'ilam Atzilus, in this earliest stage of Ba'ilam Atzilus, he says something, again, you got to be in the know to say something like this, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the deepest, most intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not have knowledge of these attributes as they existed in Eilam Atzilus. Elai Deslab Shusei by Eilam Abriya, he had to go down one world into the Eilam Abriya, and even there, Afgam Zois, even in the Eilam Abriya, Lei B'shtei Midas Eilu Chesed Gvura, he did not have access to these two highest Midas of Chesed and Gvura. Elai Deslab Shusei B'Midas Shalamatamem B'Madrega. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to grasp the Rebbeinu Shalom was in the lower midas that stem from Chesed Gvura, and they are Netzach Hayd Yisoid. I'm sure you've spent nights wondering about exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu's point of departure was. Well, now you know. Now, here is something which is a little bit more relevant to us. Rak, so if that's the case, how can we ever get really close to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Rakshem matan schorem shel tzadikim b'gan Eden. He says, Taki, in this world, as Moshe Rabbeinu lived in this physical world, he wasn't able to access this. But as far as the reward of tzadikim in gan Eden, who has sogas, hispashtas, achius, v'oram nishok mishtei, midas elu, chesed gvuro, we should know that the reward for tzadikim in the world to come comes directly from Hashem's emanation from these two midas. Vahu, and that is, just to give us a somewhat of an understanding of it, it is mazayin neshamais atzadikim. That is the sustenance of the souls of the righteous. Sha'asku b'Torah l'shma ba'ed mazeh, who studied Torah l'shma in this world. They are sustained in the world to come directly through these midas. Because from these two midas, the expansion was that Hashem stretched a rekia over the neshamas in Gan Eden. It's called the secrets of Torah. In it are contained the secret of the 22 letters of the Torah. And as soon as the midas Elu, which are given through this kedichsev, miyamina yesh das lamai, they come from Hashem's right, which is the attribute of Chesed. What's more, We should understand or accept the fact that from this rikia stems the dew that sustained the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. The knowledge of the secrets of the 22 letters of the Torah. This rekia is the secret of das. Torah is the food of neshamas and ganin. Mitzvahs hem levushim. There's a lot to do about the distinction between these two things. That mitzvahs are the garments, and Torah is the food, the sustenance. Kimavayer calls that as all is this. Okay, so basically, this meant absolutely nothing to me. Okay? Now, let's make it mean something. Take a hold of your... Let's start with... These are two svarim from the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. So he said here, the Baal Tanya said in Perikei that the revelation of Rachamim takes place through the Tzaddikim. Okay, that's the first concept. Let's talk about the first concept. You guys have to share copies. Give one over there and you guys look in together, okay? Be nice. So he has a sefer called Sefer HaChakira. It's called also Derech Emuna. And he writes here, he references this perek, and here's what he says. On page Samach Hei, with a small letter Zion. Got it there? No, you got the wrong. Derech Emuna.
It says Derech Emuna at the top.
Derech Emuna at the top of the page.
I don't have that.
There should be four copies, five copies. Okay, so listen. Mikivan shekein gam ha'is v'hanes hameshana ha'tolda agashmi. He says, even since we understand that the sign of the miracle that changes the physical world, k'mayanisim d'itzias mitzrayim, like we find the miracles when we went out of Egypt, or kriyas yamsuf, or the splitting of the sea, or haslav, the fact that they had several hundred thousand birds, va'amon, va'ber, or the man, or the well, or Nani HaKavod, or the clouds of glory, Kai Gavna, all of those supernatural miracles. Kulam hem hispalus inin hagashmi, all of them have physical components, right? The sea split. The man had physical manifestations. It fell from the heavens. But they were all shalekifiyateva. They were all supernatural. They were all in a supernatural way. It's clear that this came about through the efforts of the infinite. Habilti balgvul ubilti baltachlis. Shehulavada yachol livra yesh miayin. He and he alone has the ability to create something out of nothing. Therefore, he has the ability, when he wants to totally reverse the order. Water's supposed to flow, water stops flowing. Right? And so on, any one of the miracles. No other being, even the highest of angels, can't create a yesh me'ayin. They can't create something out of nothing. Because the physical world is categorically different than the spiritual world. And angels don't have dominion over the physical world at all. Unless it is through the will of the infinite, then he and only he has the ability to create to transform them, to switch them to whatever he wants. Then you can find angels or even humans who through Hashem's agency can act on Hashem's behalf, like Moshe Rabbeinu did with the splitting of the sea, Right? So he lifts his arm and the sea splits. But who is Baruch Hashem? I said, it's God who's doing it. It has to happen through the order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the angel. Like the Pasuk says, Kol HaShachofei. It's also whatever Hashem wants. He can do Kameshikasavti Bakamacher, says that Tzemach Tzedek, as he wrote elsewhere. Now, when any thinking person thinks about the numerous miracles that Hashem does and did, like Hashem did for us when He took us out of Egypt, and the miracle of the man atomid, every single day of those 40 years, and that's a lot of days, right? He showed us with wild fanfare, complete and total open miracles. Hashem's illumination. Now, built the Bagvul. Shezula said that without him, the man could not have fallen any day without an open decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, man, it's falling time. Right? The same is true with all the miracles. Like we see in all the prophets afterwards. It wasn't just in the Exodus, but it was the miracles throughout the ages that were performed by the many Nevi'im. And we must embed in our hearts and create the imagery. The message for us is not to be so much impressed by the miracle itself as we have to be impressed by the performer of the miracle, to ingrain in our minds the Rabbeinu Shalom's unbelievable power of his infinite capacity of creation. Like the Pasuk tells us, David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. The idea is to keep Hashem before our eyes at all times. Towards what end? V'yore, v'yifached, mimenu, we should tremble before him. V'yivash mimenu, we should be ashamed before him. V'yosi yisbaruch mevin u'mabit u'mazin, that the Rebbeinu Shalom can see and look and hear l'chol machshavos of all of our thoughts, v'diburov in our speech, u'masav in our actions, v'chol tzadav yisbaruch, and he can count every single one of our steps. That's on one side. V'gam yisav v'yichsev kosev rav. What's also is true is that once we get to see his amazing capacity to create and to perform miracles, then we yearn to get to know more about this awesome being, to get to know about Hashem, whatever we can possibly get to know. This is Rabbeinu Yoina writes us in Yishari Tshuva. Shemalas his bein and bigdulosi his barach, v'zichra and chasod v'zbarach nimsalano. What is that? Okay.
No, maybe.
Okay, that this, we are called upon to contemplate God and godliness. Now look at the next paragraph. This gets really cool. We must recognize that in every single generation, even after the close of the prophets, Hashem shows constant miracles by Klal Yisrael. We find it throughout the Gemara and the Medrash. There were plenty of miracles that took place in the days of the Talmud. And even after the close of the Talmud, interesting, the people that he chooses. The Baal Rekeach, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Visiatam, and many like them who had the capacity to perform open, regular miracles. Shayu anche maifis ma'id. They were people of great miracles. And then later on, yet years later, we find this about the Arizal. Sha'ol of Amru Pile Pilois. About him, they said wondrous, wondrous things. Maifsim shayu Hashem Yisbach Maral Yoda. Hashem showed all kinds of miracles through the Arizal. In the Arizal's generation, there was the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Bis Yosef. There's a whole sefer written of the conversations that the Bis Yosef has with his heavenly teacher, called the Magid Mishorim. He had a malach who taught him Torah, and the Bis Yosef recorded it. and it's printed. Biachreim b'dosh lefaneinu, and after that, in the generation before us, Habal Shem Tov Zal, Asher kamoyu lo yahayim miyamais harishayim, there was no one like him since the days of the Rishayim. Pidip lois wondrous nisim ayetzim atavid, there were open miracles, supernatural miracles. Hayanirim al yodai, kasha shemati me'adeni ovi zikeni mariv rabbi nishmas eden, like I heard from my grandfather, referring to Baal Tanya. Shehu, that the Baal Shem Tov, v'talmidoi harabha magid nishmas eden, and his disciple, the great magid, hayarayim misayif ha'olam v'ad sayif, mamash, were able to see from one side of the world to the other. Ba'ayin riyah, physically, with their own eyes. And they were able to say what they saw. It was clear to their disciples that they were able to see stuff that was going on at great distances. How did they do this? They did this because it was revealed to them the original light with which Hashem created the world that was concealed in his Torah, and they accessed the light through the studying of his Torah. All of these miracles, they reveal to us the revelation of the infinite who is boundless. And even my grandfather, Shamanu Asidus, we heard things that were going to happen in the future. Kaleya alasara, and they were to the hair. Okay? First hand account of the Tzemach Tzedek about his grandfather. See, he's learning that's pshat in these words. That shitef by midas harachamim, what's the mercy that Hashem implanted in creation? Were the miracles and the revelation through the Tzedek. Okay? Now take a look at, it just spooked me out that the language is so identical. Look at the Moronayim. In Parshas Shmois, page Kuf Mem He. The methodology is identical as well. His methodology of how they attained this level. Okay, look at that. Left-hand paragraph, the Kuf Mem He, the Moronayim, Ach Dinoy de Masham Chazal. It's known, the Moronayim is Reb Nochum of Chernobyl. Again, he was a disciple of the great Magid and of the Baal Shem Tov as well. Chazal tell us, Or Shebesheshes Yimei Bereshes, that the light that Hashem created in the 6 days of creation, Hoya Odom Tzeifa Bem Yisayfa Oilem Ad Tzeifa, a person could look from one side of the world to the next. Through that light. Kivin Shirosh Einoilim Kedai Loi, when Hashem saw that light was getting abused, Omad Vigonza the Tzadikim Lasad Lova, he went and he concealed it for the righteous, for the world to come. What's that about? Va'inin, and that Rashi quotes that in Chumash, right? Va'inin u kiyesh or agonus shenignas b'Torah. There's a concealed light that Hashem concealed in his Torah. Because Torah itself is put into many different levushin, many garments. So you have the stories of Bereshis, and you have the mitzvahs of the rest of the Torah. There are many different garments in which Hashem concealed himself in his Torah. It's very, very difficult to acquire it. My soul praises Hashem. But it's very difficult to attain Hashem. Because Hashem and His Torah one. Give me the copy of the Derech Mitzvah Secha. Let's make another 2-3 copies while we're finishing things up. So they have this one. 2:11 and 2:12. Nachum, stick this into the automatic feeder and make another 3 copies, please. Okay? So he says, look at how he concludes you on the right-hand side. Al-Kainam al-Hayid v'hada l'vashta, the Rebbeinu Shalom, David the Melech says, your splendor and your beauty you enclothed bilavushin. You enclothed it in these garments. In such a way that any Jew who wants to find God can find him in his Torah. And that is commensurate with where every one of us, where we are at. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference if we're learning Aleph Beis or if we're learning complicated Rishonim and Achrayim. Everybody can access at their level. Okay? Now, how spooky is this? This is the exact same pasuk that the Baal HaTanya is basing this whole concept on. That Hashem Elikim is the sun and the shield. Right? Shemesh Umogen Hashem Elikim. What is he using here as the shield? He's using the Torah as the shield. The Rebbeinu Shlom is taking the Shemesh, he's taking the light, and concealing it in the garments of the laws of Torah. Okay? Just like the sun, you can't gaze at the sun without a shield. So too with tens of thousands of separations, the energy of God himself, this brilliant light, we cannot grasp it. Because with that light we'd be able to see from one end of the world to the other. Like we see incidents from people who we knew. They told about the Baal Shem Tov when he needed to know any detail. Even physical things about people. He would look into Torah. And he would study it with love, with fear. And he would come to a level of connection until he arrived at this concealed light that's in the Torah. And he saw whatever he needed to see. From one end of the world to the next. So virtually the same explanation, the same worlds. He's in Ukraine, he's in Lithuania, same observation, same methodology. Okay? Now, this piece of Derech Mitzvah Sacha really brings it into practical life. What does it say to us? Page 212, in the midst of the mitzvah of Taglachas Mitzvira. Ois Gimel. Real Pize Yuvan Gam Kain. Based upon this, we can understand. You got the little Gimel there? Tuv Tam. Understanding really well. Lama shenitzrcha esik masu matan letzarech panasa. Why we need to go to work to make a living? Why is that necessary? Vayno. Ki av gam shu nidim b'chol yom letoiv shiyele panasa. Even if the person it's decreed upon them that they're going to make a lot of money, mikol makimim layasik b'masu matan. If they don't go to work, loy yele klum. He ain't going to make a living. You could have the degree. They say the Sa'am Rav used to say that segulas for panasa are givaldik until 8 o'clock in the morning. Then go to work. What does Bishmol say in Brachas? Hanik b'minik derchet. You got to go and do what you got. You got to do your thing. Skip the parentheses here. Goes into the machlekes between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't disagree. Okay. Top of page, Kuvzai. Pasku Kamoisi Arambam. The Rambam Paskin that you gotta go to work. Vishokanar Kharachaim Sum Kufnun Vov. Khenam rebuild the Minida Dafainam at Bezle in Yonai Daha Baloi Holai Sagi. That you can't have Torah without a living. Why not? It's what we explained above. Because the bounty, the flow that comes to this world, it's got to go down step after step. Until it comes into something crass and physical. It's got to come into a physical form of chesed. That's what a person is judged for, meaning how much chesed will they receive. This very same reason is the cause, gam kein, why we need to go to work. Because the bounty that flows into this world flows through a natural means. Pirish, she mislabeshes, umisalemes, umistateres. It is enclosed, it is concealed, it is hidden. Ad shenirikilo elam min hagenayeg. It is so concealed until it looks like we're making money from our job. Derech ateva, in a natural way. Ubeves, but the truth is, hakol bam Hashem yizbach b'chvei debatim. It's all coming straight from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He conceals the flow of his godliness, actually, so that it doesn't look miraculous. It doesn't look like it's going out of the norm of the world. It makes it look like it's a normal thing that you go to work and you get a paycheck. Let me give you an example. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives a Jew parnasa, in a nice and light ayude nes, he doesn't give it in a miraculous way. As if out of the sky would fall bread and meat, like he did when we were eating man. That's a supernatural thing. What does he do instead? He sends his blessing. Basic, that he should be blessed in a business deal. So the profit that a person's going to make, or the paycheck he's going to bring home, that looks natural. It is so natural that it is even possible for a stupid person to say, it is my ingenuity, it's my creativity, my brilliance that got me this great job. It's my charm and my wisdom. I really understand malik noise, what to buy, and when to sell. The truth is, says the Tzemach Tzedek, we all know plenty of smart people who starve. The wise men don't have the food. The one who Hashem decrees is bracha, and he decrees with his hashgacha, he makes poor, he makes wealthy, and he lowers and he uplifts. Ella, whichever way you cut it, now, he always does it in our world in a natural way. He does it in a concealed way, so that God does not appear openly. Quite the contrary. He always does it in such a way that the doer can always say, he always does it in such a way that a person can be deceived into thinking, I am so good. I'm so smart. The Rebbe Shalom has a very, very deep intent in why he does it this way. Why? That's the concept of Gvura. That's what this Perek in Tanya is all about. That's Gvura. Lahalim, to conceal, ulahastir, and to hide, chius elikus, the godly energy that's bringing all things into reality. That's us. Shazel Said Masham Khazam Tchid Al Makshavadiv Sayyidam Bibin Sadin the Ben Shlaimat that he created in total concealment. This is exactly what we're talking about here, meaning doing it all in a natural way. He saw that we'd all be blinded by our own self-absorption, thinking it's our abilities. What did he do to save us from ourselves? He combined it with mercy. And that is blitzes, lightning bolts of godly revelation, the miracles that take place throughout the Torah, individual people throughout the ages, that Hashem calls upon them, and into our own times, great tzaddikim. Okay. Go down a few lines. Ulechein, the line starts with the word of Bechinas Yesh Kanal. Ulechein, three words in. Gam kshodem bikesh rachmim, even when Hashem, when a person pleads for mercy. Sheishlach loy Hashem panasose, when we plead with Hashem, Hashem, please send me my panasa. Ushi is gashim shefa chesed alav shenim shachal havshe b'yem kippurim lav aloy lamazah. That he pleads for mercy, that we ask Hashem for his bounty that he's going to send to us. It ain't going to work unless we also toil in business dealings. That is that we need to prepare some kind of package through which the bounty will flow from above be'asiya into the world of reality. When we prepare a normal means, a job, business dealings, how do you call it in Yiddish, a portfolio, can see to it to give us what we need to profit in this deal. That's a good levush, that's a good garment, that Hashem can conceal His blessing in it. He'll send him this prophet from his abundant chesed, that the Rebbe is going to give this bounty, this flow of bracha through this means, that this package that conceals it from being an openly godly experience. To what degree? Any person will always have the ability to say, I am so good. I play the market so well. I know exactly when to buy and when to sell. Because there are numerous people who are making lots of money this way. Since other people are claiming that they're making it because of their brilliance, right? This is a very appropriate package through which Hashem can send this chesed. And through that type of package, through that means, Hashem will send this bracha. Kikach yamida. These are the two good thoughts, two good intents that a person should always have in mind in business. Number one, to plead for mercy from Hashem. We plead with Hashem, Hashem, please send me your godly mercy in a physical form, preferably $100 bills. Base. The second is, ba'aska yomasimatan. When we're dealing in the world of business, yichavein, we should have in mind shemamin that we believe shashafa birchas Hashem hikashare anisim agiluyim, that what we're experiencing is an open miracle. K'may shayered aman, as if the Rebbeinu Shlaim is today This year, now, sending month, no difference. The only difference is that the packaging is different. Today it comes into my checking account, and then it went into my mon jar. But nothing has changed. Two tefillas. Hashem, send me a bracha. Number two, don't let me fall into the trap of thinking that it's my brilliance, my ingenuity. Keep me sober so that I know that what's going on is that nothing has changed. From the days of the month till today, I know, John, there's a piece of Maranayim where the Maranayim says that when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron to take a jar of man and put it next to the Aaron, it should be in the Mishmeres, that the message is that nothing has changed. The Klal Yisrael should know throughout the ages, even though they're plowing their fields and they're planting and they're harvesting, it's man no less miraculous than the man was in the Midbar. All right, take it up from here next week. It's a show.
How do you
find
the concept of tzaddikim?
The what?
How do you apply the concept of tzaddikim?